You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, we say hello. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to do a program today that's got a lot of baseball in it, and rightfully so. We're going to get into football. There is NFL tonight, and it appears that Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, things are going the wrong way now for him. Trent, how are you, pal? You ready to go?
I am. This game five tonight, a lot of intrigue for me, Jimmy B. It's an exciting, you know, the frustrating thing is we finally get a Thursday night football game that I think has a chance to be really good. Last week, the Patriots and the Bucks, it was at least interesting. It was close, but Thursday night in general isn't well played. We get two very good teams of the Eagles and Carolina. I don't know if I'm going to watch very much of it. It is baseball locked and loaded tonight. And the thing with the game five, it's not where you can flip back something like this. This is lock the remote. No change to the channel. You are locked in. You don't want to miss anything because there are so many small intricacies of baseball, the minutia, the little moments that happen. You don't want to miss any piece of it.
I'm with you 100%. Look, I'll be sequestered nicely, relaxing, and have on one monitor the baseball game, on the other monitor the football game. So I'll be ready to go. And at least the baseball game starts, roughly about 15 minutes or so before the football game. So it'll be underway. Let's kind of quickly get into that. And I know Al Yellen from Bleed Cubby Blue is going to be on with us at roughly 4:20. But quickly, Trent, after what we saw yesterday at Wrigley in, quite frankly, lousy conditions to play baseball, but you did see another flu game. And I know everybody says, well, Michael Jordan is a flu. Well, if people on Twitter were comparing the flu game because of the way that Strasburg went out and pitched after getting all the intravenous fluids put in his body overnight. Look, that was a sensational performance by him on a cold, wet day. And yet, Trent, he was overpowering in that game.
He was. And, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do. I loved, you know, after the game, they were just talking about, and I think it was Rizzo saying that it's like stepping up there and you put a guy in the batter's box that hasn't no idea what to do. But yeah. You're not buying the flu game, if you will, here. I mean, guy was out there pitching. It's not an easy thing to do, right? Coming off the flu.
No.
Yeah, I know you love Michael Jordan, Jimmy B, but come on. You got to give Strasburg a little credit.
I'm giving the guy serious credit, okay? That was a fabulous performance. It really was. Considering how we really don't know how sick he was the previous night, but that was a fabulous performance under difficult conditions. And you got to give it up to the Washington Nationals, too, Trent. They could have easily folded their tent and gone home, but they didn't. And here they are tonight playing a game five. And, of course, you and I both love final games of series, so we get what we wish for tonight.
Well, of course. I think any sports fan likes that one. It goes without saying, Jimmy B, that you're excited about a game number five here, all hands on deck. And
yep.
So, Jim, an opportunity here. So we saw Kyle Hendricks, what he did in game one. He was really good. Now, we know that. But if things start to go south, and this is what I absolutely love about matchups like this, and the way that baseball has changed. It has changed so much over the last few years, and really started to happen with the Royals and the back end of their bullpen and how they could just get a little bit out of their starters, and they knew they could bridge the gap and then get into those great relievers at the end of the game what they had with Wayne Davis and Herrera, and they were so good. And now what it is today, where almost every manager is willing to go out there and not just go to their bullpen early, but go to a starter that has a chance. You know, tonight, you got an opportunity for Max Scherzer he was available for an inning yesterday, they said. Probably a little bit more. You can get 30, 35 pitches out of him. Maybe a couple of innings you can get out of Max Scherzer. If you're the Cubs, what do you do? If Hendricks doesn't have it early, Do you go right away? Do you go to your long guy in Montgomery? Do you say, the hell with game one, because we got to get to game one of the NLCS? Let's go to Jose Quintana. Do you, you know, so many different routes that you can take on this one, and it's such a different kind of game than the baseball that you and I grew up with, Jimmy B. It's a different game today than it was not too long ago.
Boy, you're absolutely right. You really are. And you're right. Everybody will be on deck tonight for both teams. Look, there's no tomorrow. I mean, the Dodgers are waiting, and they've been, like, on the beach, literally, for the last 3 or 4 days since they made a quick sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, but you cannot wait. You cannot sit on your hands. You have to try to win this game. By hook or by crook, it doesn't matter, Trent. You have to play anybody who says they're available to go tonight and use them. And hopefully the managers will be smart enough and use them properly.
Well, and that's the other part of it. You know, yeah. It's easy for us to sit here and say use them properly. It's all guesswork. I mean, you don't know. You don't know if you're going to turn to Jose Quintana. That very well could blow up in your face. Hey, Hendricks doesn't have it, but we're going to go here. That could blow up in your face. Scherzer, you know, coming back and, hey, we can get a little bit. Well, how's he going to react coming out of the bullpen? You don't know that. You don't know these things. And that's why baseball is such a fun sport to talk about here on the air and go back and forth, because all it is for the most part is second guessing. It's not what happened in the game. We all saw what happened in the game. Football is easy to talk about. Baseball, to me, when you're talking about it here, it's about those moments, those opportunities, those ideas that they go with. And, well, we get our first opportunity to take a swing here at Madness. The lineup is out, Jimmy B. Are you ready?
Yes.
What the Cubs are trotting out there behind Kyle Hendricks tonight.
Give it to me, pal. Run it down.
Starting off in left field against the lefty, Gio Gonzalez. John Jay, not playing center field, though.
Interesting.
Playing left field tonight.
Okay.
Chris Bryant second, Rizzo third, Contreras fourth, We know that. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Albert Almora Jr.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Addison Russell bats sixth, he's the shortstop tonight. Hayward in right field, he bats seventh against the lefty.
Okay.
And Javi Baez playing second base and batting eighth. So that is the lineup here. That means that there is no Ben Zobrist. That Ben Zobrist is not in the lineup. No Kyle Schwarber. So already we can already speculate and say, this is not the lineup I anticipated, Jimmy B. I figured that Jay would sit, Elmore would get the start against a lefty. I figured, and that's what they did in center field. But I'm a bit surprised that you got John Jay up at there at the top playing left field as opposed to Ben Zobrist. That's the surprise to me.
I'm with you on that. I kind of thought he'd have the veteran in there, although John Jay is also a veteran. But, man, oh, man, that's head-scratching to me a little bit. Now, look, I know he can go to the bench right away. I mean, there's no question. He can bring Zobrist in. Mm-hmm. He can use Schwarber if he wants to as well and have him hit and also go into the field, although I'm not so sure that would be the right thing to do after what we saw when he was kicking it around in left field out there. But at least that you have those guys available for pinch-hitting duties. And, you know, Trent, it might come earlier in this game than a lot of people think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's... Let's say you got a scoring opportunity. You got two on, two out in the top of the fourth inning, and you got the pitcher spot coming up. Well, what are you doing there? Hendricks hasn't been sharp. He's been all right, but not great. Do you take your shot then? Do you say, you know what, this is a time that we're going to go out there and we're going to get Ben Zobrist, a switch hitter. We're going to get him in a bat at that spot. We're going to go down that route. Or Ian Happ is going to get an opportunity in that kind of spot. It's... The fun, the mental game that happens here, I absolutely love it. I'm so excited for this tonight, Jimmy B. But at least to me, a little bit of a surprise there at the top. Jay getting the start against a lefty in Gio Gonzalez. And then on the other side, you know, how you cobble things together. And we were talking about this earlier today with Ken. You know, he was, you got to hold back on Quintana unless last possible moment. No, because there is no tomorrow.
You don't
worry about game one until you get to game one. And if it happens that you got to start John Lackey or you got to cobble together some bullpen game, so be it. But figure that out when you get there. you got to get by tonight.
I agree. I told you, it's all hands on deck. Come on, let's go. You cannot let this one get away from you, Trent. You're absolutely right. And you can think about the Dodgers after you win this game. But at the moment, there's no reason to plan for that game, because if you don't win, obviously you're not playing. You're playing golf.
Yes, yes. You're getting ready for the season that way. The Nationals, their starting lineup has been announced earlier today around noontime. They finally announced that Gio Gonzalez will be getting the start. Tanner Roark will be available, as I mentioned. Max Scherzer, mm-hmm. probably available, maybe for a couple of innings. I'd guess around 30 pitches is probably what they're targeting for him. But the starting lineup tonight, Trey Turner leads things off. He finally got a hit after an awful start to the series for him. Jason Wirth, he gets the start in left field. He's been brutal. Bryce Harper in the three hole. Zimmerman, Murphy, 3-4-5. Rendon in the sixth spot. Weeders behind the plate. And Michael Taylor, the start in center field behind Gio Gonzalez tonight. So here we go, Jimmy B. This is what we live for, and a good one. And we'll be talking more about this one coming up in just a little bit. Al Yellen will join us at about 4:20 this afternoon. Jimmy B, kind of an odd week. The Hawkeyes off on their bye week. The Cyclones get ready for Kansas. We've been talking about a letdown spot here. But boy, I went through, I was watching a little bit of some Kansas this afternoon. Man, they can score, but that team is so bad defensively.
They are, Trent. They can't stop you or me. Okay, maybe that's being too simplistic, sure, but you get where I'm going here. Look, I can't see Iowa State. They're not what you would call a great team where they can just get off the bus and take care of business against a poor team. Mm-hmm. No, they are not like that. I cannot see them overlooking this game after what happened. It is Kansas. It is a winnable game. It is a home game, a chance to put 40-plus up on the board and walk out of Jack Trice Stadium with a two-game winning streak and get them ever closer to that magic number of six. And I think that was probably drilled into the players' heads all week. You can't let this one get away. Can't let this one get away. Come on, we're striving for six here. This is a pivotal game. You have to concentrate on beating this team. And you're right, they can put points on the board. So this could be an up and down affair, at least for a couple of quarters.
Couple of quarters, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be. I think by the fourth quarter, I think that it'll be well in hand for Iowa State. But I think the first half could be highly entertaining offensively. I really do.
A little bit of a letdown. Kansas scores, races out, couple of big runs. All of a sudden, you look up at the scoreboard, you're down. Not supposed to be great weather-wise. Maybe it's a slippery day out there. Yeah, maybe. I mean, we sound like people in Norman probably were talking about Iowa State last week, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure that was probably the conversation. But like I said, you're not a good enough team to think you can just get off the bus and walk in and win. Iowa State is not that team. They have to go out and play every game like their life pretty much depends on it. Even though they're playing Kansas, they still have to go out and perform.
Well, we're going to get back into some baseball coming up on the other side. Al Yellen will be here. Also in hour number one, Andrew Garda will talk NFL with a good one tonight with the Panthers and the Eagles. Take a look at Sunday, Vikings-Packers. That'll come up at about 4:40 this afternoon. Derek Peck will stop by. BCDivide.com is the place to go. If you're looking for a great website, tons of excellent content the guys put out each and every day on both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. BCDivide.com is a place to go. And Ken Silverstein will be here. He was there last night, Jimmy B, for that difficult loss to swallow for the Indians. 2-0 lead in the series.
Right.
That has to be looked at as a failure, right? So close to the championship last year. That's a failure.
It is a failure. Look, if they would have lost in the American League Finals, okay, you can understand.
No,
not even that. No. It had to be World Series or bust for that team.
World Series win or bust. You win 22 in a row, It felt like everything was falling into place. You're finally healthy with your staff, something that didn't happen a year ago. They get all these pieces out there. No, this is a failure. When you put that together and you haven't had a championship in that long, not even getting out of the division series, not getting out of the American League, this will be looked at as a failure, Jimmy B.
I'm with you, pal. I'm with you on that. You have totally convinced me on that. And also the breaking news out of the NFL, and we'll get into this with Andrew Garda. Ezekiel Elliott, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, the federal appeals court has turned down his injunction, which clears the way for the NFL's six-game suspension to now take place. However, Elliott's attorneys can refile an appeal. You see this going on all season long?
No, probably. My head hurt.
I know.
Andrew Garda could make some sense of it for us. We'll talk about that with 440. Coming up next, Cubs Talk, Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps isn't just a staffing firm. They're people who believe in finding you the right person to fit your company's needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
There are over 4 million miles of roads across America. On them are over 47 million Ford vehicles. And the best people to keep them safe? The 35,000 Ford specialists armed with the right parts, tools, and training. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now get a $50 rebate by mail on any Motocraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/17.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
Hey, it's me, the donkey emoji.
Aww.
I just want to say, if you're texting and driving, you're acting like a jack. Put down the phone. Focus on the road and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll till 6 tonight. That's exactly what I said. Woohoo. Al Yellen is our guest. You've heard him on this show before. Bleed Cubby Bluey comes to us naturally on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Al, how are you? And are you shaking in your shoes tonight, or are you full of confidence?
You know, I've been this way almost since the Cubs started returning to the playoffs 2 years ago. I'm pretty confident. These guys know how to win. Obviously, they went through they went through last year, you know, backs against the wall and all that, and they can easily do it again.
Well, Al, a big spot here, Game 5 goes without saying, and it's Kyle Hendricks on the mound. We know how good he was in Game number 1, how he's been throughout this season, coming back 86 miles an hour, but it moves around here. But you got to figure, in a Game 5, if that movement isn't there like it was in Game number 1, is the leash pretty short tonight for Kyle Hendricks?
Well, you know, obviously Kyle Hendricks has to have his command and he has to have his pitches located exactly where he wants them in order to succeed. That's the case every time he goes out. And, you know, he does that almost every time he goes out. That's his game. So, yeah, probably will be a short leash. I think it's all hands on deck tonight.
Well, there's no question about that. Yeah, there's no tomorrow, so you got to win in order to get ready then for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Do you see, I know you've looked at the lineup. Was this the lineup that you were expecting, or did you think it was going to be something different than what Trent and I talked about just before you came on the show?
Well, last time in Game 2 when the Cubs faced Gio Gonzalez, Joe Maddon put a different lineup on the field. He had Albert Almora leading off. This lineup tonight is definitely Madden's best defensive lineup. I think that's what he's looking for. He's got Almora in center and John Jay in left field, Jason Hayward in right. Ben Zobrist is not to be seen. It's not to say that Ben Zobrist can't help the team, but clearly by having that outfield, having Javier Baez at second base, you've got your best defensive team on the field, and that's what Joe's looking for, I think.
So, yeah, Jay gets a start out there, going up against the lefty in Gio Gonzalez, but now you got plenty of lumber left on that on the bench. Also, along with it, you know, Schwarber, don't see any way that he would substitute in and be able to get a couple at bats. It's more than likely in the pitcher spot or just a single pinch hitter duty. What do you do with Zobrist, a guy that kind of a Swiss Army knife? He can do a lot of different things with. Is that something that Joe Maddon's maybe going to hold into his back pocket until the later stages of the game?
Well, now, not only does Joe have Ben Zobrist as a switch hitter, but he's got Ian Happ as a switch hitter on the bench. That gives him a lot of versatility, depending on which side of the, you know, the Nats bullpen, which side Dusty Baker decides to use. So, you know, that's another factor. He's got Kyle Schwarber, as you mentioned, as probably a left-handed pinch hitter. He's got Tommy La Stella, who nobody really talks about, one of the best pinch hitters in baseball this year. So, we've got a pretty strong bench tonight, too.
Okay, then take me to Washington and look, with what they did and what Strasburg did yesterday was phenomenal under the weather conditions, and that was just lousy weather to be playing a Major League Baseball playoff game. But you got to do what you got to do. With what transpired, does that momentum then carry over, or does it's just the exact same situation for Washington as it is for the Cubs?
It's definitely the same situation. You know, you could say that the momentum carries over, and on the other end, you could say the Washington Nationals franchise has never won a playoff series. So which side mm-hmm. is better? And they lost Game 5 at home last year with Max Scherzer on the mound, so that was not expected. They lost the Game 5 years ago. In fact, 5 years ago today, with Gio Gonzalez pitching against the Cardinals, they took a 6-0 lead and lost. So, that they've got that pressure on them as well.
You mentioned pressure. Does it feel like the pressure is more on the Nationals and the Cubs this year after the championship last year, almost playing with house money? Do you buy into that?
And I don't want to say you're playing house money, but I will say this, that winning the championship in the way the Cubs won it, coming back from 3-1 down to the Indians in the World Series, these guys have been through almost every possible postseason situation you can imagine. So they know exactly what it takes to win games. And, the fact that the drought is now over and that's not all hanging over the Cubs' heads has to be a real relief, I guess, to these guys. They don't have to hear about that. They don't have to worry about that. They can just go about their business and win the way they know how to win.
We're having a good conversation on Major League Baseball. Al Yellen, it's good stuff. Bleed Cubby Blue right here on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, I'm real curious then about this fifth game. Trent and I said all hands on deck. You've sort of indicated the same thing. Do you get a sense if indeed there's difficulty early in this game for Hendricks, for the Cubs pitching staff, how quickly they will wait, Madden would wait to go to the pen? Would it be if there are just runners in scoring position with only one out? Will you let him try to pitch out of the jam, or are you going to operate like Sparky Anderson and be Captain Hook?
Well, I think you've got to look at the game situation also. You can't just look at runners on base and outs. You have to think, well, are you in trouble in the first inning? Are you in trouble in the third or fourth inning? Do you have a lead that you can kind of protect for a while? I know that Joe said yesterday he's willing to throw Jose Quintana out there in relief if he needs to win this game. So, the all hands on deck thing is definitely in operation. It was yesterday when John Lester came in relief and threw so well. But how early it happens really kind of depends on the specific game situation rather than just, runners on base or outs.
So let's say they do that, and they use Hendricks, and then they go to Quintana, and they find a way to win the game. Is there a possibility John Lackey could be the game one starter against Kershaw and the Dodgers if that plays out that way?
I guess it just depends on how long these guys go today. But Jake Arrieta and John Lester both threw a lot of pitches right yesterday, so that's Wednesday. And then theoretically, in your scenario, Hendricks and Quintana might throw a lot of pitches Thursday. Well, you got to have somebody else go Saturday, and that could be John Lackey. I suppose if Joe really wanted to surprise people, he could start Mike Montgomery on Saturday.
Sure.
The Dodgers don't do quite as well against left-handers as they do against right-handers, although they're better this year than they were last year. So, Joe's always got surprises up his sleeve. He could do that.
We're having a great conversation with Al Yellen on the Draft House 50 hotline. Al, as far as that particular series with the Dodgers is concerned, there is no thought about that right now. Is that correct? It all has to be focused in on just what's going to take place here in another couple hours.
That's absolutely right. I mean, fans, you and I can talk about this, and fans can talk about the Dodgers, but I can guarantee you in the Cubs clubhouse preparing for tonight's game, they are focused on the Washington Nationals tonight and nothing else.
Talk with Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue. Well, as you get ready for the game, Al, you mentioned that it's a little bit different here in the playoffs, but the fan base in general, it's talking to at least my friends that are Cubs fans, it's felt for them a little bit different as you go through this, the change after last year and finally breaking through and getting the championship. Has it been a different feeling, taking your media hat off for a moment and just looking at it as a fan? Has it been different for you this year?
I mean, there are some fans who have said, oh, you know, I'm satisfied with this. This is what I wanted all my life. And if they never win again, at least I saw it once. And you can't really think that way. I mean, you could, yes, the burden of thinking, I'm never going to see this, yeah, is gone. But, of course, you always want to win again. Every year is different. Every year is exciting. Every year, 30 teams go out. Well, not all 30 teams have a chance to win the championship, but, you know, the 10 or 12 of the better teams have a legitimate chance every year. And, of course, you want to win every year. You see how hard it is. No team has repeated in 17 years since the Yankees did it, mm-hmm, in 1998, 99, and 2000. It's hard. You saw how hard it is to win one. So, you know, if the Cubs can break through and win another one, that's a real accomplishment. It's a little bit less of a burden because of the route has been broken, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. But I certainly want to win this as much this year as I did, wanted to see them win it last year.
All right, then, before we let you go, give me your little crystal ball prediction. How do you see this play out tonight?
Kyle Hendricks has a 1.98 ERA in 8 postseason starts, covering 41 innings. He's ice out there. You know, the man never changes his expression. You know, wouldn't know if he's happy, sad, depressed, angry. He's so focused. He's a winner. He won Game 6 that put the Cubs in the World Series last year in the NLCS. Started Game 7. Kyle Hendricks is the Cubs' top weapon, I think, tonight. Although they could start getting, it'd be nice if Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant would show up, because those guys, you know, how those guys go, the Cubs go. I think they will win this game.
They get it done. They get the Dodgers. Give us a quick preview if we do get to that in Game 1 Saturday night, and look forward to that series. Maybe some high points and some low points of the Dodgers in that matchup if we do see it.
Well, the Dodgers had the year this year that the Cubs had last year, where they just dominated all the way through, except for that one inexplicable run at the end of August and beginning of September when they couldn't win anything. But they were the best team in baseball, and they have some pressure then to win it all because they were the best team during the regular season. The Cubs won the World Series as the best team in the regular season last year, but it had been a while since another team had done that. So the Cubs will have a tough time with the Dodgers starting pitching. The Dodgers starting pitching is excellent. Cody Bellinger, who's going to be Rookie of the Year and is an MVP candidate, is an amazing hitter. They've got, as I mentioned earlier, the Dodgers are a lot better against left-handed pitching than they were a year ago. And it'll be a tough series, especially since the Cubs would not have home field advantages they did last year.
Always great when we have a conversation with you, Al. It's going to be fun here in just another couple hours. So let's lock and load for the fifth and deciding game between Washington and Chicago. Al, enjoy the game and have a great weekend, pal.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue, right here. Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Always good stuff. Insightful commentary out of him, Trent.
Yeah, love having Al on the program. Brings a great insight into the Cubs and does it in a way that certainly, boy, you know, as a fan, if I'm a fan of a team like this, I don't know. I'd be on. Mm-hmm. It was different for me as a Twins fan against the Yankees, but this one, there's even, I think, more intrigue of what happens, the opportunity to go to Scherzer. When do you
right,
pull that if things go poorly? Do we see Tanner Roark, who doesn't start because of the rainout? Just all the little moments in baseball. Boy, it's good, Jimmy B. 7:08, let's get here already. What do you think?
I'm ready, pal. I'm ready for it. Quick break, and then we're coming right back. We are going to switch gears, go to the National Football League. Andrew Garda, NFL, from Pro Football Weekly, will be our guest. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more. With scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's the JCPenney Mystery Sale. Friday through Sunday, save an extra 50, 40, or 30% off regular sale and clearance prices. Come in early for your coupon, peel to reveal your deal, and save instantly. Get select styles of women's Arizona boots, $39.99. St. John's Bay shirts for him and her, $17.99. And kids' exertion performance fleece, just $14.99. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Coupon valid 10/13 to 10/15. Clearance selection vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. Coupon giveaway available while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. See store or JCPenney.com for details.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker. Fun to switch gears and go to the NFL. We got a terrific NFL matchup tonight. Both teams are 4-1, Philadelphia and Carolina. And of course, the breaking news as well on Ezekiel Elliott. Andrew Garda is here, Pro Football Weekly on the National Football League, and he joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Andrew, how are you, man?
Doing pretty good. You guys always have me on, and some sort of crazy news breaks right as I get on the phone. So I appreciate whatever you're doing to set that up. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. We'll take full credit for it. So here we are with the Dallas Cowboys on their bye week, and the appeals court rule comes out and says, nope, National Football League has won, and now he will have to serve the 6-game suspension. So then Elliott's attorneys say not so fast. They will most likely refile another appeal. Can you explain all this mess for everybody?
This is, again, very similar to the Tom Brady issue that we saw for 2 years straight. I'm a little surprised that the court actually ruled in favor of the NFL just because we'd had that previous experience around Brady, but that went back and forth a little bit too. So, from a legal standpoint, I can't really tell you because I'm not a lawyer and I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But I would say, I think we've talked about this before. This is the hill that the NFLPA is going to die on because they want to make Goodell's, and I think everybody agrees, completely inconsistent suspensions part of the next bargaining agreement, and I think they want very much to see if they can force an issue ahead of time. And then, if they can do that through the courts, even if they lose eventually every time, I think they're going to keep fighting. So I think, basically what they're saying is that, there's no legally this was all taken care of. There were no charges pressed, and so 6 games, however many games seems excessive. And at the same point, listen, you guys suspend cavalierly and with varying degrees of, harshness. You're not inconsistent. So, why is it 6? Why isn't it 2? Why isn't it 1? It should be an interesting thing. An injunction probably means that Elliott will play at least a few more games while that goes through. But from a fantasy football standpoint, this is why I've been laughing at people who keep offering me nothing for Alfred Morris, because, when we've seen Morris run behind this offensive line, even if it's not as, not playing as well as it has before, Morris can run. So I you lose an Ezekiel Elliott, even if he's not quite where he was last year, that's going to hurt you. But Alfred Morris should be able to fit in if you need him to. But I just think, you're going to keep battling this out in court as many times as you possibly can. So we'll probably see Zeke the week after the bye week, and then, we'll just have to kind of hold our breath and see what happens next.
What about Derek McFadden then, as we jump over to a little more fantasy talk with you, Andrew? Any room at least on a bench right now if you're running around the waiver wire?
Yeah, I mean, between McFadden and Morris, I would go with Morris because I feel like we've seen more from him, and I like his style of running, and McFadden gets hurt so often. That being said, hey, if you've got an empty spot and you're not a Zeke owner, you should go out and pick up Darren McFadden because, one, the Zeke owner may not have Morris on having Darren McFadden just in case, and two, because you just never know. We don't know how this is going to play. I think Alfred Morris will be their guy, but Jerry loves him some Darren McFadden, and we've seen him get the bulk of carries since he's been with the Cowboys a few times. So I think he should not be on the waiver wire as of the end of today if your waivers are open. I think Darren McFadden and Albert Morris should both be picked up. If you aren't an Elliott owner, it's still worth having one of the two guys because you're going to be able to sell that to an Elliott owner very soon.
Got a little bit of a funky connection right now with our man Andrew Garda. Jimmy B, I'm going to try him back and see if we can get a little better look on the phone line, all right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's disconnect and then reconnect with Andrew. It's always good when we have him on the show. And, of course, we've got a really good NFL game tonight with 2-4-1 teams. Look, Philadelphia is much better than I think people thought at the very beginning. And Carson Wentz, a quarterback, is really starting to come into his own. And the Carolina Panthers, on the other hand, have all of a sudden kind of hit their stride a little bit. Cam Newton, remember, he didn't play hardly at all in the preseason, just a couple of series, and that was it. And he's been real tentative in a couple of the first games that Carolina played. And then in the last game, you really saw the real Cam Newton. He was taking off, running with the ball, everything. So Cam Newton, I believe, is back. Andrew is back as well. Andrew, I was just talking about tonight's game this evening featuring the two teams that are 4-1. Your breakdown of the Eagles and the Panthers tonight.
Yeah, it was a really interesting game because all of a sudden, the Carolina Panthers looked like the Carolina Panthers that was in the Super Bowl not that long ago. Losing Greg Olsen, I think, threw him off. I think Cam Newton was still getting over his shoulder injury. I think he's finally feeling like, you know, Cam Newton now. And I think they're still trying to figure out exactly how they balance out John Stewart and Christian McCaffrey. But it feels like last week, Newton started to play more like Newton in the past. Devin Funchess is playing well. Kelvin Benjamin's supposed to be back. And the offensive line was blocking well. And then Ed Dixon also has filled in pretty well for Greg Olsen. So I think this offense is finally getting going. And the defense has been pretty solid going forward anyway. On the other side of things with the Eagles, I think Carson Wentz coming off a great game he's starting to get a lot more of his receivers, the guys like Alshon Jeffrey that they paid a lot to have, more and more involved. And I feel like that defense is really sort of stepping up as well. So to me, this is a really fascinating matchup because Wentz has some momentum, but so does Cam Newton. And Carolina Panthers, if I were to put this on paper, I think are a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And now they're playing like it. But I never count the Eagles out because I really feel like this team has found ways to succeed when we think they shouldn't. So I think really the key to this is is quarterbacks for both of them. Can Wentz continue to play like he did last week, and can Cam Newton? And if Newton, I think if both of those things happen, Newton has the edge because he's a much more battle-tested and I think more effective player overall. And I think the other key for him is they finally stopped trying to make him a pocket passer. Cam Newton is not a pocket passer. You can't have him, sit back and throw from the pocket every single time. You're wasting, his ability with his legs. And so I think if they let him freelance and move out of the pocket and run the ball a little bit more, this is a Carolina team that plays better, and I think that they could take the Eagles down. But it should be, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be one of the better Thursday night games that we've had in some time.
It is. It's a good Thursday night game, but there's a part of me now, I've been complaining these Thursday night games. They're terrible. They suck. They're awful. But in a way, I'd rather see this game on Sunday just because we don't see the best of teams on Thursday night. They're banged up. This Eagles team is very banged up right now. And you'd rather see these teams face off and maybe get a better perception of them with the week to rest. It kind of leads into the question, Andrew. It's been out there for a while, but isn't it time for us to get an extra bye week in there? They've done it before. Go to 18 weeks, you get two byes. And anytime you play a Thursday night game, you get a bye before that because we see these Thursday night games and what clunkers they can be.
Yeah, well, and it's the same exact argument you can make for having a bye after the London games, which this year didn't seem to be happening for everybody. And I think, you're impacting the play negatively, and you're right. First of all, I don't know that you need every single person to play on Thursday night. I don't know that we need to be having all 32 teams playing Thursday night, but let's just say that we want to keep it that way. Yeah, they need to start adding in another bye week, and they need to do it for the level of play. I mean, We can talk about all the different reasons why ratings have been declining over the last couple of years and have long arguments about it and do a lot of radio about it. But one of the things is definitely they're wasting games on Thursday night that they could be playing on Sunday, which would be far more effective. And honestly, I mean, if these two teams had a little bit more rest and played on Sunday, and it's a Sunday that doesn't have a lot of great games. I mean, this is not exactly like a marquee Sunday, in my opinion. This would be one of the top games of the weekend and could be a very exciting game. And instead, you know, hey, we could break this down as many times and for as long as we want, but it's Thursday night and we just never know what we're going to get from any of these teams because, you know, three and a half days of rest, it's just not enough. And any football player, any athlete will tell you that, you know, that's just too little.
Andrew, we'll let you run then on this. Kind of pick this tonight and tell us why you think which team is going to win.
Well, I think the Carolina Panthers win this game, and I feel like because we're finally seeing Cam Newton being Cam Newton. And as you guys said, the Eagles are a little bit banged up, and I think that gives the Carolina Panthers a little bit of an edge, going into this game. I think with Benjamin back, I think Devin Funchess finally playing well. I think you're looking at a much more potent offense than we've seen before last week. And, you know, I think defensively this is a team that I wouldn't say is one of the best defenses in the league, but I think they could do enough to frustrate Carson Wentz to give them the edge. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. Oh, again, as we said, Thursday nights, you never know. But I think, you know, you're going to look at a fairly close game that at the end of the day, the Carolina Panthers are going to find a way to win.
Well, we're going to sneak one more in on you, Andrew. Packers-Vikings this weekend, as you know, a big one for our neck of the woods. I know you keep a close eye on the Packers also. Boy, Aaron Rodgers, another great performance out of him. Vikings more than likely going to go with Case Keenum. It's in Minnesota. How good of a shot do you give the Vikes?
I mean, I give him a pretty good shot because that defense is really, really good. And despite the fact that Case Keenum is, how do I put this nicely, he's not a great quarterback. You know, he's a competent quarterback. And, you know, you look at guys like Diggs and Adam Thielen, they perform for him. They actually have put up some pretty good numbers with Case Keenum there. So, you know, I think that they have an opportunity to attack the secondary for the Packers, which has struggled at time. And if Jerick McKinnon can run like he did last weekend, I mean, they've got a chance to have this offense rolling pretty well. I still think the Packers come away with a win because Aaron Rodgers and I think actually Aaron Jones, the rookie running back, is going to be the truth. I think he's going to be the starter there for some time. I think that the Packers come away with a win, but I think this is going to be a very close game, and it's going to come down to one or two little mistakes towards the end of the game. And, you know, hey, if anybody has learned anything from watching the Dallas collapse against the Packers, don't leave Aaron Rodgers a minute left. So if I'm the Vikings, I'm trying to drain that clock as much as possible and not leave Rodgers a chance to beat me late.
Always good, man, when you take time with us. And you're absolutely right. We will continue when we invite you on the show to have breaking news just for you.
I appreciate that. That makes my life much easier.
Thank you, Andrew.
Take it easy, guys.
Okay, there you go. Andrew Garda, NFL, Pro Football Weekly. I didn't realize that, Trent, until he said that. It seems like he's right. About every time something big always happens just before he comes on the show.
And then Goodell grabs his phone, it seems like, too, and gets after him that way. He got that to worry
well,
about.
Well, Goodell listens to our show.
Sure, sure. Yeah. The pulse of the NFL right here, Jim Brinson and Trent Condon. You got it covered. We'll take a timeout. We're coming back with the 5 o'clock hour. Derek Peck will be here. BC Divide, we're talking Hawkeyes with him. Then Ken Silverstein will be by. Indians fall, we'll get a hit on that. We'll talk some Big Ten football also coming up at 5:40 with Ken Silverstein. All to come, Jimmy B and TC right here on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Chili's. Chili's has news even bigger than their new ribs. They're focused on one thing: burgers, ribs, and fajitas. And the whole menu is better. Come in and see why Chili's is back, baby.
Scott Graham from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. 2-4-1 division leaders face off in the Week 6 opener when the Carolina Panthers host the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz says both he and the team expect to play well.
We're able to move the ball in there. We're able to move it on the ground, play action pass, naked, you name it. I think that's what makes us tough to defend at times. And as a team, we're built differently. I think we're built differently. We know what to expect, and we're just hungry. We're hungry. We're never going to get too high after wins. We're never going to get too low after losses. We're just going to keep plugging along, and we know we're a special team. We just got to go prove it every week.
Cam Newton and Carolina are coming off back-to-back impressive wins over the Patriots and Lions. Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli will have the call from Charlotte of the Panthers and the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Smooth out a rough engine, restore power, and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and purchase two bottles of Seafoam Motor Treatment and get one free. Plus, earn double points on this purchase. Seafoam Motor Treatment, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm not much of a dancer. Never have been. Not at weddings, not at concerts. Not even when my favorite song is on the radio. But there's something about seeing exactly what I ordered arrive at my facility's door the day after I ordered it. That gets my foot a-tapping. That's why I love Grainger. With 99% of in-stock items shipping the same day they're ordered, they get us what we need when we need it. Which means we keep moving and I keep grooving. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage, and they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.